If pain is holding you back from doing the things you love most, try Arnicare. It's perfect for soothing sore muscles as well as healing bruises. Arnicare is made with the natural pain-relieving plant, Arnica. Arnicare gel absorbs quickly, it's not sticky, and it's fragrance-free. Look for Arnicare at your local Walmart, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Amazon, or anywhere you shop. Plus, with thousands of five-star reviews, you know it's good stuff. Learn more at arnicare.com/iHeart. That's arnicare.com/iHeart.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
If you need a miracle today, this is really important. Beginning at Genesis 1 and ending Revelation 22, we see a solid, how God lays out a solid case for the way that he intervenes in our lives. And just reading from Genesis 1, the first couple of verses, at the very beginning of your Bible are these words: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the voice of the deep, the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now fast forward to the closing verses, the end of your Bible, Revelation 22, verses 20 and 21. I love this. Surely I am coming soon. Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And the very last verse in the Bible, verse 21, Revelation chapter 22, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. You know, we fall between these verses. You and I live in the proximity of the beginning and the end. Biblically, God is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And I love to say, and everything in between. So if you need a miracle today, are believing for a miracle for you or someone else, whatever the case may be, you have solid standing. In a court of law, you would have a standing position. You would have access to have your case heard, so to speak. And in the case of a miracle, you can't really trump Genesis 1, first couple of verses. In the beginning, first of all, he created everything. And those things that were created on planet Earth, there wasn't form and there was actually darkness present. And the deep was without form. That means the oceans. And the Spirit of God was hovering. The Spirit of God was hovering. See, that is your situation. No matter the darkness, no matter the absence of order or form, the Spirit of God, because of your connection to Him, and therefore because of His love for you, there is a setup taking place, really, as the Spirit of God hovers, because the Spirit of God is the agent of life and light and really the release of and a download of the miraculous. For example, verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. So, to the forces of absence of form, absence of light, God just said light, and it just was. So What do you need that is greater than that? The answer is, there is nothing you can encounter in life that would be more powerful, more miraculous. And then look at the conclusion that we read concerning the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation is the last book in the Bible. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Some people use the term in the plural sense, in the plural form, like Revelations chapter 4, verse 2, or Revelations chapter 6, verse 8. But it is one revelation, and there are 22 chapters. So you read like this, Revelation 22, verse 20. Revelation 22, 21. So it's not a plural word. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which was revealed to the Apostle Paul on the Isle of Patmos when he was secluded in exile. So again, back to our point here. Surely I am coming soon, he said. He said to Paul, surely the one who created the heavens and the earth and whose spirit hovered over the earth that was without form and over the face of the deep, he said, surely I am coming soon. And the response from Paul was to say, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. You should say that. You should say, amen, come, Lord Jesus, right, not only ultimately in a future day, but right now. Say to your situation, to the way you are thinking about it, to the way that you see it, the specifics, every measure of your situation, say that. Amen, come, Lord Jesus, into this situation. And the punctuation there at the end, verse 21, therefore, that's my word, therefore, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all, be with you all. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. So you not only have a supernatural, always present, completely loving, totally powerful, amazingly available God. You have His Word, His living Word, His Son, Jesus Christ, and His Spirit that hovered then and hovers now concerning you. Hovers means to remain present in a way that is like just there in the atmosphere with you. And let the grace of God be with you, because that's all you need, is grace to see it this way and to believe it and to get out of the way so it can happen. Your miracle is at hand. That is not an exaggeration. It is not a false hope. Everything in God's Word is hope. And His truth, like the hymn says, is marching. It is marching. And another place He says that He's really looking for someone who will believe it just that way, whom He can pour out His Spirit upon with signs and wonders and in ways that can benefit them, answer their prayer, and solve the condition of their heart, and bring the solution that they need to deliver them out of darkness and into light, just as we read in Genesis 1, verse 3. It's not hard. It's simple to understand and to see. You just have to believe it. And the way that you do that is to understand you have the mind of Christ, and you can let His mind be in you so that in your intellect and in your understanding and the cerebral part of who you are, you're not stumped or sidetracked, but you can stay focused right there with the Lord and what He wants to do for you. His love is the greatest thing. Father, we pray Your word today, Genesis chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 22, that not only did You create everything, and not only did You send Your Spirit as Your agent to transform anything that was out of sync with You and Your plan, to make it become sync with You, not only did You speak into existence everything that needed to be existing, but You set it in order from beginning to end in a way that when You return, at the day that You come to take Your church out of the earth to be with You forever and ever, until that day, we live in the same pattern that You laid out in Genesis, so that we can say, like Revelation 22, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come. And Your grace fills us to meet every need and to supply the conduct that we need to associate with and cooperate with what You are doing, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of those that we love, and in an extended way, those that we care about, people we don't know on the other side of the world, but we care about them because Your love is flowing through us. Lord, we agree with Your majestic plan, Your awesome plan, and we thank You for allowing us to participate. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, don't forget, you have the mind of Christ, therefore you have and are capable of the thought life of a king, in our case, the king. And according to Philippians, you can choose to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's the plan. Stay with it. Flow with it. Love you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.